You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Let's start with the Mishnah on Tzadik Pesach Beis. Erev Pesachim, Arbi Pesachim, Pesach. Some mincha. Okay, everybody else. Lo yechol adam at shetesh. Right, the din is like the Gemara says later on. Rishayim, Rashi, Rashbam learn that it's because of the matzah. As a shy later on. But right now we assume it's because of the matzah, right? In other words, they wanted to eat the matzah either leteyavon. Rambam and Rashi uses a lotion of hidda mitzvah, which is a hard to understand what the hidda mitzvah is. The Rashi in the Rif says chivuv mitzvah, the such thing of endearment, affection of the mitzvah, like we just spoke about, right? Rambam also seems to say it's an in of chivuv, but in the Gemara it says it shouldn't come to achila gasa. Right. Hopefully, we don't know what that is, but with today's simchas, you have a chance to understand what it is. In the Rishayim, it says chivul gasa is from the word geisus. It's dead. You're not doing it. You just see that it's just a pure taiva to put food in your. In it. It's like a dead person eating. There's nothing you're really gaining by eating there. But anyway, so Chazal instituted a takana, which has to be understood, according if it's a chiva mitzvah, an institute of Chanukah is a chiva mitzvah, that's the shverkeit, but yachshia, that after mincha ktana, that's the Gemara's maskana, which is about, let's call it, 9 hours into the day, which is now 4 o'clock around, I imagine. Right, the day starts 7, ends about 7, and you can't eat. So, Taisvis, if you look at the fourth Taisvis, Atshek Tersha, we're going to do that Taisvis right now. Makshinin, Amai Itzuch Atshek Tersha. Pshit, what does it have to say? Taisvis, it just said, Erev Pesach, Erev Pesachim, Samachamin, Chalo Yechal Adam. And we know why, because of the matzah. And therefore, when they eat the matzah at night, so Atshek Tersha is Pshit. The Gemara brings by Shabbos, it's V'yamim Taivim, also there's an Indian. To not to eat on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, because you might ruin your appetite from the Suda. Like Tony, doesn't say Atshetech. That's Taisus's Kash. So Taisus, right, this is Allah and Shulchan Aruch, the Arishim will argue, but this is Allah and Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see it expands it not just to what he says it. Vaim Harim Mikorvil, the Gabe Matzah, Dafka Be'inen Atshetech. That matzah specifically you need atchetechshach. You can't eat the matzah. That's what it's telling you. Meaning, by Shabbos and Yom Tov, which Taisus says, that you don't need atchetechshach. Why? That's first we learn Taisus. K'desani b'sefta. Pesach u'matzah mar mitzvasa m'shetechshach. V'taima mishum d'ksiv v'achlu es abasa b'layla zeh. You have to eat the Karban Pesach specifically at night. B'layla. Okay. There's a hekesh. A matzah samarim yachlu. That there's a hekesh between matzah and marah. And I'm sorry, matzah marah and Pesach. And just like the Pesach has to be eaten at night, so too does the matzah and marah. Oh, so what is it? What pshita? What do you need a pasuk a hekesh for? It says you have to eat it be'erev teichlu matzah. Aval sudas Shabbos v'yam tovim matzi achluhu mebaoid yaim. That you can eat ba'od yom. What does that mean, ba'od yom? Pashtus says it means because of the din of Taisus Shabbos, right? We have a few Gemaras that there's a mitzvah called Taisus Shabbos, right? That is that you go ahead and makabel Shabbos early. Not only is it that you could, but you should, meaning avada you don't have to add 2 hours like we do in the summertime because of obviously practical reasons. But even on a winter day, which is 4:15, try to be makabel Shabbos early. That's why it's always best to go ahead and try to daven earlier if you could and be makabel. Shlomo Zalman, they write in his name that he used to really bother him that people don't realize there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, right? So if you daven early, then instead of 4:15, 4:30, whatever Shabbos is during the winter, at 4:15, you say to yourself, I'm being makabel Shabbos. You sit, you're makayim what it says in the Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch, mitzap. For Shabbos, Kilu Mitzapa Lamelech, like you're waiting for a Melech to come. Right? That's what it means to be Mishabru brings that Kabbalah Shabbos means we stand up by Kabbalah Shabbos. Why do we stand up by Kabbalah Shabbos? Right? It means either by the Chadoik, by, you know, when we turn around, or Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Those of you who sit, Gezunta Heit, but it does say in the Chidah, which is the minig of most Chassidim, and Vutner, and Chai Berlin, that's what they did. They stand up because when an Adam Chashi walks in, you're Makabal. You don't make Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos means you're Makabal. The Mishnah Berurah brings from Behetav, I believe it is, from Knesset Gedolah, that just like Makabal and Adam Chashim. Makabal and Adam Chashim means not only because you feel good, an Adam Chashim walked in my house, that's not the point. The point is because you can go ahead and be Makabal from him, get something. So you want to get some Shabbos, you stand up for Shabbos. So there's an Indian of Tosefta Shabbos. The Gemara learns out from Psuk. Now, let's just veer off a little, parenthetically. Most of us are old enough to know what that means, right? Today's Bachurim don't even know what that means. You say Maimar Muzger, so it's a Maimar Muzger in Hebrew, you know, clothes. So I said parenthetically, and they give you this look. So I say, you know, tell your parents you didn't learn what parenthetically is. See how much they're happy about your tuition. But anyway, so parenthetically, just to Rameh, I see you want to say something. Don't ask for your tuition. I know, in Yeshiva Ketan is not that way. But I Rameh, when Lolenu sat Shiva, so I saw Malamdim come in the whole time, and it was very inspiring just that when he talked about his mother, Lashon, her Messias Nefesh. But Malamdim were all coming in from Yeshiva. I was not aware that Meir started Yeshiva Ketan in Queens. So we have to thank those of you in Queens, should thank this person. But anyway, but I Koponim, the Rambam does not paskin Tosefes Shabbos. He doesn't bring the Magen Mishnah's Medayik, he doesn't bring anywhere Tosefes Shabbos. Okay? We'll talk about that soon. That doesn't mean there's no Gemara. There are Gemaras, but the Rambam, the Goyim says, had rayas from other places that we don't paskin. The only time the Rambam says there's something called Tosefes is Tosefes Ino Yom Kippur. But let's remember this. The Rambam does not hold of Tosefes Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch does, Tosefes does, most Rishonim do. There are Rishonim who don't, but that's the Rambam. We'll get to that in a minute. So Tosefes, what Tosefes means to say is, let's take a look again. Avol Sudas Shabbos Yom Tov Matzi Achme Ben Yom. Says, what about Kiddush? I make Kiddush Hayyim, Mibayyim. Oh, so you see, you can make Kiddush early. So just like you can make Kiddush early, you can be Yitzhak Sudas Shabbos early, like we do in the summertime. What do we do in the summertime? It's 8:30. It's not practical. Our children, grandchildren will not be up, right? It's hard for some of us to stay up that late. It's hard for us to eat that late. And so when Makabel Shabbos 6:30, whatever it might be, by the time we come home, we start eating, and it's still daytime. Tais says you can do that. Tosefes Shabbos, okay? What's Tosefes Raya? Tosefes Raya is from the Gemara in Brachos, over there, Tosefes quotes, that Rav used to make Kiddush early, right? It used to make Kiddush early. So you see that just like Tosefes Shabbos helps for Kiddush, it helps for Suda. Therefore, I would say it helps for Matzah too. You'd say it helps for matzah too. Kamash Malon, matzah not because it's hookish to Pesach. Pesach is belied. Even though it says be'erev tachu matzahs, you can, the Prima Gram says you could think be'erev means the afternoon when the sun starts going to the Meirev. The reason Meirev is called Meirev is because it's getting dark. It's erev means a mixture of light and darkness, right? In the afternoon, it gets a little shadier, it gets a little darker. In the morning, it's zarach, that's called mizrach. Anyway, back upon him. So that's a special din that over here you cannot use the din of Tosefes Shabbos. Now, Tosefes has a Mefurish Raya, a Gemara in Brachos that you see you could. Okay, now, what's the Chiddush in that Gemara? A very big Chiddush. Because Tosefes Shabbos, even though we learn out that you can make Friday with a Tosefes Shabbos, but there's no Chiv Misa, there's no Lav. The Gemara says it's just Yoiver and Issa. That means you might of Kedusha Shabbos. Does that mean you could be Yaitse the Mitzvahs of Shabbos? Maybe the Mitzvahs of Shabbos is the day of Saturday, right? What we call Saturday, only because of loss of, you know, any words to describe, right? But the point is that you would think that the real Kedusha Shabbos is the day of Shabbos. Over here, you're adding some kind of Kedusha that you can't do malacha. It's written only by malacha. But who says you can be yaitz and mitzvahs at that time? So that's what the Chiddush of Tosefes is from that Gemara in in brachas. It's often a gemara. It's a mafurish gemara, right? That you can be yaitzah the mitzvahs of Shabbos and Tosef Shabbos. Therefore, Yom Tov Tosef Yom Tov. Therefore, you would think matzah too. That's the Tosef. Now, if we look at the Rambam again, unfortunately, I don't have the Sfarim here in this room, in the office. But if you look at the Rambam, we said that the Rambam doesn't hold of Tosef Shabbos. Yet in Hilchas Shabbos by Koftas, the Rambam says Yesh lo la'odim lekadosh ma'at before Shabbos. You can make kiddush before Shabbos. If the Rambam does not hold of Tosefes Shabbos, how do you make kiddush Tosefes Shabbos? The answer is obviously the Rambam learned a different pshat in this Gemara. He learned that that pshat in the Gemara is not because of Tosefes Shabbos. The question is how. Reb Itzel asks. So Reb Itzel didn't have the Tosefes Rosh in his time. The Tosefes Rosh is omit on it. And the Tosefes Rosh says that it says Zocher es Yema Shabbos. It's good if it says Zocher Yema Shabbos Akadsha. Zocher es, you know, we don't know when you're Marba, when you're not Marba, that Zocher is Marba Tosefes Shabbos. Special din that you can make, not Tosefes Shabbos, I'm sorry, you can do before Shabbos. Being Makadish doesn't have to be on Shabbos itself. Why didn't the Rambam learn it's going according to the Mandam at Tosefes Shabbos? That's not today's shir. But in the Rambam, you see Zichah. The other Rishonim too. In Maaser Rav, other Rishonim, it's Mashma, that this Gemara is not because of Tosefes Shabbos. But right now, we're going with Tosefes because of Tosefes Shabbos. So what do we see from Tosefes? And Tosefes holds, like we do, that you can eat Sudas Shabbos early. You can eat Sudas Yom Tov early, which, by the way, we'll see is very rare because, as we know, we'll see Sukkos, we don't do it. Pesach, we don't do it, obviously, right? We don't do it on Shavuos, right? Shmini Atzeres, by us, is you go into the whole shayla of that you're eating early and you're taking away from Sukkos. Okay, Rosh Hashanah, maybe you could do it then, or, and so forth. You know, Kip obviously is not Shabbos. But well, whatever it is, you could be Yitzish, what's in the game more practically Shabbos. Now, if everybody has a moment, let's get a Gemara Ksubis. Get a Gemara Ksubis. Okay. Get a minute to get a Gemara Ksubis. Let's turn to Daf Mem Zayin. Now, if you look at Mem Vav Mabez in the Mishnah, Ha'av Zakai Bebitoi B'Kedusha B'Kesa B'Shtar B'Biyah Zakai B'Metziyasa U'B'Mais Yadeh and so forth. That means if a daughter will see, it means, like Rashi says, B'Katnas U'B'Nairus, right? Ketana, we know what a Ketana means. Before Bas Mitzvah, Naira means after Bar Mitzvah, she brought Shtei Cyrus for 6 months before she begaris. A person can marry off his daughter till she's, practically speaking, let's say 12 and a half, right? Now, if she finds something, oh, Maisi Adair. That means if you have a 12-year-old daughter, goes to babysit right next door, you trust her to babysit, and she makes $10-$20, it belongs to you, okay? And you're Zaka Bar Maisi Adair. So that's the din, right? Or if she gets some kind of job, she's a computer whiz, which I'm added to have that nowadays, and she's making $100 an hour, it belongs to you, okay? So look at the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know Minola. Let's see the Gemara Mem Zayin, top of the daf. Okay, everybody has it? But Maisi Adair, Minola. How do we know this din that the father gets Maisi Adair? The Amar of Huna Marat. Minayin Shemaisa Bas La'av. How do we know Maisa Bas La'av? Shenema. We know the din is kiyimkor ish as bito la'ama. A person could sell his daughter as a ama, as a maid servant, right? Of course, it's not a servant right away. Conjures in our mind all kinds of. It doesn't mean that the halachas, but anyway, she's working for somebody. So the Gemara says that therefore ma ama ma'isi adel rabba that we know from Sukkim avbas ma'isi adel avia, right? So just like the Odin gets the Maisi Adayim of his Amma, so too does the father get Maisi Adayim of the father. The Ema, so Kumar says, okay, you're right. Hani Mili Ketana, that's a Ketana, till 12, the Matzi Mazmila, he could sell her. Ava Naira, the law Matzi Mazmila, that he can't sell her, Maisi Adayim Dida, maybe belongs to her, Oh, so listen to this Gemara. This is the Nakud here. Mistavra Davia. it makes sense. It's logical that it belongs to a father, the Avia Hava. The Isakadaita, because if you'll say, Maisia Dea Lav Davia, right? In other words, let's say a girl's working, she's making $100 an hour. Elohada Zachile Rachmana La'av. That the Torah gave the right for the father. Lemimsara Lachuppah, to give her over the Chuppah. Heichi Matsi Masala, how could he give her over? Kimavatla Mamaisia Dea, you hear? I always tell the Bachim, even though you can Makadish with a Shliach, right? So even the big Masmidim, don't have to go to the chasanas, but chuppah you do have to, right? That's the din. You can't make a shliach. So this girl who's 12 years old, you hear, her father has the right to bring her to chuppah, right? She goes to the chuppah, and she lost $100. She lost $200, right? She had to go to the chuppah. He was meiser her chuppah. How did he make her lose the money? Must be the money belongs to her. Now, just let's first see Rashi. How do we know that the father could be meiser chuppah? So Rashi, the second line. As biti nasati, the Gemara learns out biti nasati l'isha zeh, right? As biti nasati l'isha zeh, I gave my daughter over, means you have a right to be makadosh your wife. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to say, whenever a person used to talk about, oh, he got a son-in-law, he's this, he's a goyin, he knows this, he knows that. He says, the Torah says one thing, as biti nasati l'ish, he has to be a mensch. That's the first thing. That's what the Torah says. But the Panim, let's talk about Kedushin, right? Let's talk about Kedushin. So Dr. Ashi, call Nesina Shabbal Mashma, right? The Ramban argues, Ramban says the classic is talk about Kedushin. How do you know Chuba? Ramban says it wouldn't make sense that the Torah lets a husband, a father be Makadosh's girl at six, and then that's it. And then she's stuck. Must be he can give her over. With the chuppah too. But yeah, she, this Gemara is a chiddush. Nowhere else does it say a father can give over a daughter, right? And since he can marry a naira, so must be that it belongs to him. Why? Because if it didn't belong to him, how can he be mevatla for maisi yadel? That's the Gemara's right. Parich Rab Achai. So Rab Achai asked the question of this. It's no. Ema, let's talk about the Yavlos Chapakosa. That's not a raya. Maybe he attackable, the Maisiyah there belongs to her. She's making $100. He gives her $100 for being mevatel her. He has the right to be to give her the chuppah, and I the $100 that she's losing, he gives her $100. Inami, listen to the Gemara. The masala balela. He gave her over at night. Usually people didn't work at night. Remember, there was no electricity, we didn't have what's called a nightlife then, and people were not working usually at night. This is the nekuda we want to talk about. Inami the masala. Okay, he gave her over on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which means is people usually don't work. Even though Kivega says that Avada Kivega asks over here, it's shaykh to do malacha the right. We're talking about the rice right now, that a mutter to do right. Maybe she has a job as a waitress. She has a job cutting food, right, and so forth. Lishma Paris. Okay, but we assume that Yidden always did not work on Shabbos. Let's assume that, okay? But he gave her over on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so it's no raya. He was, in other words, he gave her the chuppah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore he was not mevatla. That's the Gemara's three kashas. Either Pesa, either Belaila, or he gave her Shabbos. Let's just finish the Gemara. So Gemara's final maskana is Ketana lo tzarech kra. The pasuk that we said at the beginning, you don't need for Ketana. Hashta zvuni mazvula, if he can sell her, of course, the might. When you're selling someone, you're selling what you have in that. You can't sell more than what you have. So if he sold her, and all of a sudden she has the Odin has Maisiyah there, must be you had the Maisiyah there. So what do you need the pasuk for? The Hekesh? Kitzur Cholonai. That's the Gemara. Okay. But we're going back to Masal of a Shabbos Yom Tov. Let's speak out a little. I don't believe any of you were any chasanas on Shabbos, right? Everyone knows that. Why not? Why don't we get married on Shabbos? It says in Gemara you could get married on Shabbos. Anybody know?
Kinyanim.
Right.
What? Rameya.
Kinyanim. They're a button asset.
I've only picked on Meir because I see his face now for some reason. Somebody else said. Who else said that?
I also said Pesach.
Okay, for Pesach. Good. Now you're back on. I don't know how this works. I don't know. With the Bochum, sometimes they have like 20 of them in one clip. But okay, good. So Kinyan. Exactly. That's the Rabban. So you could get married on Shabbos. You could get married on Shabbos. It's only also because of a Kinyan. Okay, interesting. If you look at the Ramah, I don't remember who it is. What? I can't hear. So the Ramah has a tshuva where he, not a tshuva, in Shulchan Aruch, where it there was a Yosoma getting married, and it was getting dark, and they were fighting over the ksuba, and he made the chasana so late, it was almost like it was like Shabbos. Famous Ramah. But you can't get married on Shabbos.
It was more than 72 minutes.
What?
It was more than 72 minutes.
Rav Hainich, we're waiting for that.
He writes it was late at night already.
Right. I was making everybody look. Rav Hainich will give you tomorrow. Markham. I don't remember who it is in Ramah. Shkech, Rav Hainich.
By Yontif, you can't come out of Samachta the Chagecha.
Oh. So that's Tosis. Very good. So Yontif, of course, also has a problem in Kenyan. So it should be Mutta. But we don't get married. None of us have ever gone to Chasana on Chol HaMoed. It makes sense. Chol HaMoed, we're off. Chol HaMoed, we're relaxed. Make Chasanas on Chol HaMoed. So that's a Mishnah. And let's take a look at Tosis. The Masala B'Shabbosis V'Yom and Tovim. Okay? It's taste in the wide lines. The muscle of a Shabbos Yom Tov. Afagav the Amar b'may Katan. V'samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha. De'ein noisim noshim b'chula shomayit. You're not allowed to marry women. You're not allowed to get married on cholamayit. Mishum de'ein marvin simcha b'simcha. Look at the taste. V'drasha gemurehi. Taste says it's a deraisa. The Amar b'chagiga. The heavy midrash. So that's what Baba Pesach learns, that it's a deraisa, and since it's deraisa, right, how could the Gemara give a case where they got married on Yom Tov? You can't get married on Yom Tov because of the din of Samach L'Chegach. In other words, it's different than Shabbos. Shabbos, mid deraisa, you can get married because it's only a problem of Kenyan. Kenyan is not a problem of deraisa. But Yom Tov, you have a problem of a Samach L'Chegach. And for Tosis, let's take a look what Tosis answers. Ikala Meimar, the Hochi Ivy, Shah Achas Lifne Yom. Talk about Shah doesn't mean necessarily an hour, means a time slot before Yom Tov. Shuhu ki Yom Tov le'inin malacha, the Tosefis is the rice. Oh, since Tosefis is the rice, the girl can't do malacha, doesn't do malacha. Ubetela ba'oyser shomen a malacha. In other words, Tosis answers that Yom Tov is 7 o'clock, and you makabel Yom Tov 6 o'clock. She was makabel Yom Tov, and now the father wants to marry her. So what's she going to say? You're being mevalmi malacha. It's Yom Tov already. What? 1 second. So how was he able to marry her? What happened to v'samachta bechagecha? Yeah. What happened to that mitzvah? That is sort of getting married chol hamoed. If it's Yom Tov. So many achrenim. Is everything on? Everybody hears me?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Went blank for a minute. So achrenim are bothered with this, and they say must be pshat in Tosfos is that if it's Tosefis Shabbos, Tosefis Yom Tov more correctly here, even though there's a mitzvah of Simcha, there's Issa Malacha, because that's what Tosefis Yom Tov is. But there is no din of a samachta b'chagecha. In other words, the din of Tosefis Yom Tov is only legabit issa malacha, not legabit the mitzvah hayayim. Right? Therefore, it seems from this Tosefis, you can't have the suda early. You never have a havamina that you can eat matzah early. I had a gemara in Brachas, so you can make kiddush. So we already said that the Rambam has a different pshat. Obviously, Shabbos. Frank the Bachanan, it's earlier than the Bachanan, but we're asking because it's those of you who have a Kaibit Shirim can look it up in Psachim, Tzadik Tesson, and Beis. Frank the Bachanan, the two Taisisim don't seem to go with each other. Seems to be a stira in Tais, which is honest. Sometimes we have such thing, but we try to answer Tais. That's Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. That, again, let's go over the Kasha from Taisvis in. Oops. From Taisvis in Psachim, Taisvis by us in Psachim, it sees that in Taisvis Shabbos and Taisvis Shabbos, you can be Yaitz of the Mitzvahs Ayyayim, and Taisvis in Ksubis, it seems that the way because there's no din of Simcha and Taisvis Yom. That's the Kasha Rabbi Chanan and others ask. So I said a Teretz many, many years ago, and years, you know, when I saw others, I saw a few G'daylim say it too, which notably is the Chelkes Yoyev and the Divrei Cheskel, but we'll just, all you have, if you have a Shulchan Aruch, okay? I won't look if you don't have, okay? Not a kitza Shulchan Aruch, a Shulchan Aruch, okay? And we'll take a look. If you, okay, everybody who has a Shulchan Aruch, please take out a Shulchan Aruch. And if you don't have one, I, you know, it would be good to have a Shulchan Aruch.
What's Simon?
What? Yeah, what's sorry. Aruch Chaim, Hilchus Pesach, Tov Tzadik Aleph. Okay. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch was written to Chazar every 30 days. Unfortunately, I know some people who do it, but somebody told me that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has more words than the Shulchan Aruch. Right? So if you see, there are some old Shulchan Aruchs only with the Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes in our old Shulchan Aruchs, those who have the old Shulchan Aruchs, not have, I see sometimes Yoim Chav Ches. It means it's broken up to 30 days. People used to chazer, you know, the halacha is this way. Okay, remember, they didn't Google what the halacha is. They had to learn the halacha. All right, let's take a look in Tov Tzadik Aleph, okay? Okay, Tov Tzadik Aleph. Shaya, see, I have a Shulchan Aruch, good. Tov Tzadik Aleph. Misha Hischel. Okay, everybody has. Look at the Magen Avraham on the left. I don't know, depends what Shulchan Aruch, I guess, looks like. But you see the Magen Avraham? Me, like the second, I mean, mine, it's the second line. Me, listen to this Shaila, okay? Magen Avraham. There's only one Magen Avraham there, Tav Tzadik Aleph, but it goes a line or two in. Listen to this Shaila. Me, Shehischel, let's first, as you all know, Achron Shel Pesach is a minig by it says in Maaser Rav that even though the Goyen was not makbid on Shal Shudas on Yom Tov, let's just talk about that for a second so we know what that's about. Do we eat Shal Shudas on Yom Tov? Who wants to offer any about that? What do we eat Shal Shudas on Yom Tov? What?
No.
Okay. Why do we eat Shal Shudas on Shabbos? Anybody know?
There's a kasuv.
Which kasuv?
Is Hayom, three times Hayom, Ichlu Hayom.
Right, very good, the Pesach. The Gemara Pesachim says, by the man, it says three times Hayom, Ichlu Hayom, Kishabbos Yom, Yom Lam Sitzo, that three times Hayom is Gimel Sudas. There are Taz, Yishem, some Yishem, Masha, it could be to the rice to eat Gimel Sudas. Right, to eat Gimel Sudas, right? To eat them. Yeah, we all know that the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach, Tov Mem Dalet, brings that on Erev Pesach, Shchal Yes B'Shabbos, a Zoyer, that Rav Shimon Bayechai did not eat Shal Shudas. He used to be Yaitza with Divrei Torah. Now, there are certain Hasidim, I believe Lubavitch, Asaymach on this, but Lamaisa, the Zoyer is only talking about Erev Pesach, Shchal Yes Shabbos. You do a maisa with the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi was once rushing to eat Shal Shudas, you know, before Shkia. And a chassid stopped. He says, Rebbe, what's the problem? Say Divrei Torah. What do you have to worry about? So he says, you're a very good point, but there's only one thing. If you say Divrei Torah, I might slug you up. I probably will slug you up. But if I eat Shal Shudas, you'll never slug up what I eat. So we eat Gimel Sudas and Shabbos. Women are chayv in a tzitzit. So because of the month. Now, why do we have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos? Anybody know? Why do we eat Lechem Mishnah? Also because of
the month.
Let's not use the word Zeskos, because of the month, right? Okay. So we do take Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos, even though Taisus talks about that, but Lamaisa, that's what we eat. Taisus and Bey and our Beis on the Beis has two sheep. Should you take Lechem Mishnah? Did the month fall on Yom Tov or not? Just like we did some malacha. Machloek is medrashim, Taisa says. But our minig is to take. It's if our minig is that we take lechem mishnah because the man did not fall on Yom Tov, we should also eat three sudas. This is a question Rishonim already asked. I'll leave it to you to find, okay? Hopefully this week you have more time to look into these things. But the goyim did not eat Shal Shudas, but Achron Shel Pesach, because the goyim had holes. That there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. Als chivivis and matzah used to eat the last day, which you have to know what that means. The last day is not really Pesach anymore by us. But that's a different shmuz. Okay? Chassidim also. many, not all Hasidim, many Hasidim call it the Baal Shem Tov Suda. I'm not sure. The Mukkah for that is Mashiach Suda, I think they call it. They eat matzah. It was once, you know, when the few years that we used to go to, many of our children were at Saul, used to go to Saul. So last day I went to Ger, a big fish, and I brought matzah with me and I washed, and I was the only person who washed over there. There was 10,000 people, nobody washed. The Ger doesn't have that minute, so it's not necessarily. But here, like we have in Yeshiva, we have a Ne'ilas, a Chag, and we wash. Okay, so here's the scenario. Yom Tov is over, let's say, 8:30, okay, let's say. Right, 72 minutes. And the Ne'ilas, I was one time by my parents, Aleihem HaShalom, and I went to Rav Hutna's, they were living in Flatbush with my sister, Aleihem HaShalom, and I went to Rav Hutna's Ne'ilas HaChag, and it was very late. It went very, very late. Most of the people were happy to, they don't have to go home and help, right? But it went very late. So here's the scenario. You're at a Ne'ilas HaChag, and it's 9 o'clock already, and a person walks in with a beer, right? And he says, he has a beer. So, oh, it's still Yom Tov for me. Can you drink this beer in the middle of the Suda that you didn't daven yet? Look at the Magen Avraham. Let's take a look. Nisha Hiskel, don't know Vita. Let's just first see the Shaila. Nisha Hiskel, Lechol, B'matzai Pesach, Miba'od Yoyim, V'nim Shach Adalayla, V'adayin Lo Yispalo, V'hivdil, Tzarech In Emuta Lechol Chametz. Can you have a beer in there? Okay, well, let's see. Don't look Vita. What does the Olam say about this?
Tough tzadi aleph.
Could be that the iser of achilas chametz has nothing to do, but it could be that it's independent.
It's what? Why is it independent?
It's independent of the kedushas hachag. It could be that
why? You
can still, because the iser of eating chametz is for 7 days. Period. It's over at seis hakachavim of Pesach. But the Kedusha Sachag, you could continue on until you make Abdallah.
Right. So why does that include Chametz?
So therefore I'm saying, so if a person comes into the Fabringen with a beer, so it's possible maybe there's a sad to say that you could have the Chametz because
what can you do?
The Yisrof Chametz is off.
1 second, is there, can you, let's say you hold as a mitzvah of Shal Shudis and you, whatever it is, you didn't, you what? Let's forget about, you know, you shouldn't know, but you're eating. Are you Mekayim the Mitzvah?
No, that's because you had a Haskalah. That's because you had a Haskalah beforehand. So you started.
No, I'm talking about, let's say a person washes then, or a person, according to the Gra. Let's say a person didn't make Kiddush yet for the last day of Yom Tov, and that's Israel. Okay? Can he still make Kiddush in Taisus? Shabbos?
If you say that there's still a Kedushas Yom Tov, then perhaps. But the,
right. Why is it different than eating a Suda early? What's the difference? I'm not hearing.
Because the Isser of Achilas Chametz, the Isser of the Torah said.
You're saying it's specific to Chametz?
Yes.
Why? Just say it again.
Not because it's a lot.
I heard it, but I don't know if everybody heard. You did say
it's so. Shivas Yamim.
And therefore,
Shivas Yamim, the Yom is over.
Funny.
It's not Tully and Shat and Yontif. It's Tully and Days.
Very good. Okay. Let's start.
See that from Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is it?
Okay. Let's start the Magen Avraham's Lush. Sorry. Right? Okay? Now, when I first read the Magen Avraham, more correctly be learned, but I saw these words, and before I saw the next words, I understood it to mean like this, the Shail of the Briskerov. Listen to this Shail of the Briskerov. Okay? Why can't you do malacha before Havdalah? Luchavir, what do you think? Why can't you do malacha before Havdalah?
Luchavir, because you were not Mavdal, so therefore,
it's
for
what?
You,
what?
For you, it's still Kodesh.
Well, yeah.
What?
For you, it's still Kodesh. The Kedusha Shabbos is still here for you.
Okay, now I want to ask you a question. Matzei Yom Kippur, right? You didn't say Atachon Antanu. You didn't make Avdala yet. Okay? Now, can you wash your face?
What does the Chamish Inuyim have to do with eating? I mean, there are two separate things.
Wait. All the Chamish Inuyim is... The Din of Inu is all Chamish Inuyim, of course.
Yeah.
Once the Kabbal places Yom Kippur, the Rambam says it goes on eating, it goes on weighing, it goes on everything. So I'm asking you, before you made Havdalah, can you wash your face Matzah Yom Kippur? No?
Chor would be the same thing. If it's Telo in the Yom, what's the Yom?
What do you mean? Should
be the same thing. You should be allowed to wash your face and the Yom should be...
No, he's saying you're not allowed. Wait, 1 second. You said that you can't do Malacha before Avdallah because it's still Kedusha Shabbos. So it's Kedusha Yom Kippur. What's the difference? What Kedusha...
Eating and Malacha is two separate things. Eating what? Was like... Eating and Malacha, two separate
Why?
Things.
Why?
They made like a knas, I think. No.
The din, that's a knas if you did eat. But you can't do... I asked you, why can't you do Malacha before Avdallah? Why can't you do Malacha before Avdallah? Again. So I've heard only one
Shabbos. Yeah, Pesach Shabbos is also after Shabbos.
What?
So, yeah, Pesach Shabbos is still after Shabbos.
Because you have Pesach Shabbos, so it's still Shabbos. So you have Pesach Yom Kippurim. You can't go ahead and wash yourself. You can't put on shoes. What's the difference?
There's Chacham. The Chacham said don't do Malacha before Havdalah.
Why? Why only Malacha? What's the difference? If it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos. Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur. So the brisket doesn't...
Because there's a Taisis Yontif, but there's no Yom Kippur.
Why? So Yom Kippur, who's talking?
Gavriel.
Who? Oh, Gavriel. What does that mean? What is Gavriel? I'm going to slap you. What does that mean?
Baruch Hashem,
Yom Kippur is continuing, but there's no Yom Kippur.
Why not? Just like if Taisis Shabbos, you have Taisis Yom. Tell me you can't do Malacha because it's still Shabbos. So you can't do you can't wash your face because you can't put on shoes because it's still...
Maybe you can't do Malacha is like not to eat before, not to go to a supper before Erev Shabbos. You may name Shabbos.
So it looks like you're learning Daf Yomi.
Exactly.
It's important. And so I apologize. Yeah. Rav Avi, I'm going to share on Zoom. Okay, is everything all right? Yeah, so... Yes, I'm in Zoom now. Okay, we missed you last night. The Minchas Chinuch show. You know, we had one. Yeah. Okay, that you got to look at the yeshiva's mail. Okay, I'll speak to you later. Thank you. All right, yeah. The mayor sang very good. He says there's a din that you can't, before Mincha, you can't take a haircut. You just learned that in Daf Yomi, I guess, right,
yeah.
This week. And the din is that you buy four B'dikas Chametz, you can't do things. So this is the Briskerov Shaila. Briskerov wants to know, what's the reason you can't do Malacha before Avdallah? Is it a din because Kolzman, you weren't Mavdil, Avada Chazal made it that it's still Shabbos? Not you. To you, it's not Shabbos. You just got to do Mitzvah Avdallah. But they said, Kolzman, you're not Mavdil, has Kedusha Shabbos. Okay? Or the Pshat is, no. It's not because it's Kedusha Shabbos. Like Omeya said, that the Pshat is... The Gemara's lashon is also the other masas tzrachav before Avdallah. It's because you might get carried away. You get carried away. So if you get carried away, if you do malacha, you might get carried away. And the Briskerov says he's telling the machloek because we shine him what kind of malachas they asked. Ein shom. It's in the Briskerov if you have one to get a hold of one. But I kopon him, and if you want to buy one, you have to go to Herzl Shalom. Sorry, that's the only place they sell it by the Briskerov's sons, but our grandchildren. What, Shlema? Okay.
Oh, no, good.
I there would never be a Taisis Yontif after Shabbos or after Yontif. It would only be a Taisis Yontif before Shabbos or Yontif.
No, there's Taisis Shabbos afterwards. Kolzman, you keep it. No. Once you decide, you decide yourself. There's a chadin of Taisis Shabbos after. There could be halachas legabe, whether you make or there's those who say it's even more chomer. Magen Avraham wants to say that Amir la'akum, that your makel b'tzarech mitzvah, twice Shabbos before, you have to be machme afterwards, once it's already the end of Shabbos. Let's leave that. But this is the Briskerov Shaila. So, in other words, like this, can one wash his face before Avdallah on Motzei Shabbos? Yes. Why? No, why?
Yom Kippur's over and there's no Chashash of Shem
Yom. No, not Yom Kippur. Shabbos.
Oh, you have
to wash your face before Avdallah.
It's no Malacha.
Oh.
No, but that's a Sracha.
Wait. It's not called Sracha. To wash your face, Loshamanu. Can you wash your face before Mincha? 100%. Can you wash your face before B'dikas Chametz? 100%. That's not what's called Tzrachav. Tzrachav means to learn, right? Be'in, to go ahead and Avdallah is a special din to drink. That has nothing to do with this. But you're allowed it. You want to clean your glasses? You can clean your glasses. So L'chaira, this would be the Shaila, okay? On Matzah Yom Kippur. If the pshat is, like the Brisker Rav says, it's because the Kedushas Hayyim is still there before Avdallah. So the Kedusha Yayim includes washing your face, putting on shoes. If it's a pshakos of tzrachav, maybe you can change. Lo shamanu, that before Avdallah, you can't change your shoes, right? The Chazay Nish, you should change his beged before Avdallah. Put on an old bekisha. Okay, I'm imagining made Avdallah before, and he said, Bacham Avdol. So they asked him why. He says, because he doesn't want to get his new one dirty. I don't think his new one was that new. But anyway, that's what he used to do, right? So anyway, Kapanim, you hear? That would sound like that's the shail over here. If the pshat is it's still Pesach, you can't eat, right? You can't have chametz. Go, yummy. Morning. I don't know why all of a sudden, I'm not choshed you came in late. But
I was here from the beginning.
Okay, fine. I don't know why only sometimes shows people. Okay. But a kaponim like this, if it's a pshat is, you can't do malacha before Avdallah because it's still Shabbos. You can't eat chametz. But if the pshat is no, that because you might get carried away and forget to make Avdallah, so you're allowed to eat just like you're allowed to eat herring. If you're in the middle of a Suda, they didn't stop you from eating in the middle of a Suda. So why can't I eat chametz? That's what I would thought the Magen Avraham says. So the Magen Avraham doesn't say that. Take a look what he says. He says what Rav David Samuel said, what Sam Bergman said. Let's take a look. Aval isa chametz ein toloi b'avdolo sherei af b'chol hamoyed. B'chol hamoyed is also le'echol chametz. You hear?
Mm-hmm.
The Magen Avraham says that it's mashin the Magen Avraham pashtus. It should be also. It's still yontif. You can't do malacha. You can't. Maybe you can't wash your face till you make your avdolah. But chametz has nothing to do with taisis yontif. Why? Sam?
Please. Because Sam, we see that it's a separate mitzvah, separate issue.
It wouldn't be separate. Explain more.
7 days.
The what?
It's also chol hamoed as well. It's not totally.
Oh, therefore, what we see from this Magen Avraham L'chaira, that the din of, in other words, that you can't do malacha, let's say, according to the Brisker of Tzad, because the Kedusha Yom. What is it? What's the Kedusha Yom? It's Shabbos? Yeah, it's called Tosefes Shabbos. Simcha, good morning. Right? So it's Tosefes Shabbos. So what does it mean it's Tosefes Shabbos? It's Tosefes Shabbos means is that the Isurim of Shabbos is still on you. But 1 second, Chametz has not to do with Yom Tov. Chametz is also even on Chol HaMayid.
But on Chol HaMayid, Mixas Malachas are also us. So it could be that good, it stems
it
from any Kedusha.
Kedushas Yom Tov. No, there's no such thing as being Mekabel. We only heard on Yom Tov and Shabbos. That's Yom Tov, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, and Shviyas. There's no such thing as Yom Kippur of Chol HaMoed. There's something called Tosefes Chol HaMoed. There's no such thing. You're right, it's also, but it's not, right? It's, especially if you hold that Shviyas Malachas the Rabbanon.
No,
so let's leave that now, right? What he's saying is the din of Tosefet, there's two things. We have now Chag HaPesach, which is 7 days, and we have Yom Tov HaPesach, which is the first and second day. Only the first and second day have Tosefes. Only the second and the first and the second have Tosefes, okay? Therefore, what the Magen Avraham is saying is like this. Chametz, which is not a din in Yom Tov, you can eat it because the whole din of eating before Avdallah is it's still Yom Tov. Good, it's Yom Tov, but it's not Chag HaPesach anymore. It has the Yom Tov of Pesach. Where you can, the din of Yom Tov is only things that are Miluchah to Yom Tov. That means what? Kiddush, Suda, Malacha, Yom Kippur will be washing, but not chametz. So let's now use it for our tosfos. What about simcha? When's the mitzvah of simcha?
Yom Tov.
No, not only Yom Tov. Right? You have to drink wine every day of Chol HaMoed too. Right? If you're makbid on eating basa, you have to eat basa for breakfast too. You have to eat basa every day. And Shulchan Aruch says you have to drink wine. I mentioned before, Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman, Urbach, Lema Shalom, Rav Muchatanim, they used to visit each other on Yom Tov. When Rav Yashiv used to go to Shom Zam, he had a bottle of grape juice there. And Rav Yashiv said, "What's this? Simchas Yom Tov." He said, "It's wine." He said, and Rav Yashiv retorted, "But it doesn't give you simcha." And Rav Shom Zam would, "This could go on every Chol HaMoed." But Chazal said Yayin, and this is called Yayin. So you have to drink wine every day. Can you be Simach on Rav Shom Zam to drink grape juice? I imagine you could if you can't drink wine. But you should try every day. It says in Shulchan Aruch to drink wine by the Suda, even breakfast, if you're having breakfast. Okay, what's that? That's a Mishnah in Sukkah. Ahalo v'asimcha shmeini yamim. Simcha is every day of Yom Tov. Therefore, simcha is not every day of the Moyet, let's call it right now. Simcha is not a din in Yom Tov. Matzah is a din in Yom Tov. Therefore, we have an answer to Rabbi Chanan's kasha. What was Rabbi Chanan's kasha? Why on Pesach would you think you can eat matzah early? And the same thing, Sukkah. Sukkah, we also wait. Why? The Beis Yosef says the Ramah brings it la'alacha. I don't know why the Beis Yosef doesn't bring it la'alacha in Shulchan Aruch, but Ramah brings it. That since we learn out Sukkah from Pesach, tes vav, we have a gzeresh shava. Just like you have to wait till night for matzah, you have to wait for Sukkah. Right? Meaning, otherwise you could be yaitzah Sukkah early. Why? Because tesis Yom Tov. It's a din Yom Tov. There's a special din to eat on Yom Tov, meaning the day of Yom Tov. Masha ain came. So that's Kiddush too. Kiddush is a din in Yom Tov. Masha ain came. The din of Simcha is not miyuchet to Yom Tov. It's a din in the Chag. And that is no din to Sefes Yom Tov. The Sefes Yom Tov is only learned on a day that has an Issa Malacha Bechlau, Lamites Malachas. That's Yom Tov. A day that has Lamites Malachas. So therefore, the whole day is. It has a din of Kedushas Yom Tov, you have to say that would answer the steer, and that's what some of you machaven. As I said later on, I found it in Gedolei Achreinim. We will continue on this.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.